Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to music to help you find your groove on At The Tone, here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
Thank you.
Mr. Steve Allen, from his album Cool Quiet Bossa Nova, released back in 1967 on the Dot Record label. That was an album that has some really top-rate musicians, including Mike Melvoin on organ, Jim Ugert on bass, Bill Goodwin on drums, Bud Shank on alto, sax, and flute, and of course Mr. Steve Allen on piano and melodica. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've tuned into At The Tone here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Muhammad Ali, he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Muhammad, the black Superman, who calls to the other guy.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Few quips are as recognizable as Muhammad Ali's versifying on his boxing prowess, but on June 20th, 1967, a Houston jury took just 21 minutes to strip Ali of his title and convict him of draft evasion, despite the fact that he maintained his status as a religious conscientious objector and follower of Islam. Quote, "No one but Allah can command me to go to war," unquote. Ali declared that he would not serve in Vietnam, proclaiming, "I have no quarrel with them Viet Cong." According to sports writer and promoter Harold Conrad, quote, "Overnight he became a no-name. He threw his life away on a toss of the dice for something he believed in. Not many folks do that," unquote. Ali spent the next 3 years free while his conviction was on appeal, lecturing at universities and Muslim gatherings around the United States and getting support as anti-war sentiment increased. Finally, in 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 8-0 that Ali met the three standards for conscientious objector status, that he opposed war in any form, that his beliefs were based on religious teaching, and that his objection was sincere. His conviction was reversed. In 1974, Ali would go on to beat champion George Foreman to reclaim the heavyweight championship for the first time since it was stripped away from him in 1967. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Catch me if you can.
Over the last few years, there's been a resurgence of interest in library music, with British and European independent record labels releasing lovingly curated compilations that are welcomed by a coterie of musical connoisseurs who have a passion for library music. And that includes DJs, like ye old DJ Frederick, producers and record collectors who are willing to pay large sums of money to add rare releases to their collections of library music. Now, originally, library music was meant to be used by film studios or television and radio stations, and it was never meant to be commercially available. The music was recorded on spec by music libraries who often hired young, unknown composers, musicians, and producers. Now, once the library music was recorded, record libraries sent out demonstration copies of the music to advertising agencies, film studios and production companies, radio stations and TV channels. And if they liked what they heard, they would license a track or several tracks from the music libraries. And that's how it was meant to work. Well, this week I have a wonderful library album. It's actually a compilation to share with you of Polish library music, called Kroniki Filmowe, Polish Library Music 1963 to 1978.
Thank you.
some music from a very limited compilation called Kroniki Filmowej, Polish Library Music 1963 to 1978, released in an edition of something like 200 copies on vinyl by GAD Records in Poland. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone, Music for the Mighty Mellow, here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
Exploring science and the sea. The giant clam has had a bit of an image problem. It's been considered a killer. The largest species can weigh more than 400 pounds, and it can span 4 feet. According to legends in the South Pacific and Indian Oceans, the clam sometimes drowns divers by clamping down on them with its giant maw. The legends are just that. The only confirmed injuries by the clams are some strained backs when people have tried to haul them out of the water. In fact, the death toll is one-sided the other way. Some giant clam populations have been decimated as people harvest them for their meat and their beautiful shells. Both the sizes and the colors of the shells are the result of algae that live inside them. The clams get some of their nourishment by filtering tiny organisms from the water, but most of their energy comes from the algae. The algae get a safe home inside the shells. In turn, they share some of the food they produce with the clams. There are so many of them that the clams reach giant proportions. These symbiotes also produce the shimmering colors that make the clam shells popular. The shells are especially beloved in Asia, where they're used to make jewelry and other decorations. A recent study found that the largest species of giant clam has been especially hard hit. The populations of some groups have dropped dramatically, while other groups have disappeared. So a creature that once was thought of as a killer is instead being killed off, vanishing from the world's oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Focus for maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity.
Late December 1973. Deep in the redwood forests of Northern California, a transcendental journey begins. In 2013, federal communications personnel discovered the charred skeleton of a mysterious individual assumed to be the pirate disc jockey known as Chip, who was found in a trailer, inexplicably embedded in a giant sequoia deep in the redwood forest. An unusually strong signal was coming from the trailer, provided by a skipping LP playing the final notes of Dark Star from the Grateful Dead's 1969 double album Live Dead. Unsure whether or not Chip was alive or dead, the officials ran away in fear, quickly securing the area with yellow caution tape. Later, under the cover of darkness, a band of gray-haired wild men wearing sombreros converged on the site, hoping to score something of value. Once realizing that the DJ's supply of glowing substances had already been confiscated or consumed, they instead procured approximately 312-inch reel-to-reel tapes, which have now come to be known as the Liquid Frequency Test Tapes. We hope you enjoy the music contained within.
Saturday, 15 hours UTC. Check the schedule for repeats.
Вы слушаете The Global Voice.
And welcome back to At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice.
Thank you.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to music to help you find your groove on At The Tone, here on The Global Voice, at theglobalvoice.info.
Thank you.
two tracks from the compilation Kroniki Filmowe, Polish Library Music. Here on At The Tone, I'm DJ Frederick, bringing you music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, and a tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today. Now, coming up, we're going to do something a little bit different. I have another episode for you of the Yiddish Radio Hour, so please stay tuned.
When we go in that room, the dirtiest thing in that room is going to be you and me and everybody else. So we want to make sure that we don't get our biology, our flakes of our hair and our skin on the vehicle. Okay?
Okay.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get little booties and we're going to put those on our feet.
We're at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, where Kid Science Challenge winner Tyrone Hutchinson is getting a VIP tour. He's getting to do something that very few people do, see the next Mars rover up close. But before you get admitted into the clean room where the rover is, you've got to have the proper uniform and an air shower. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
All right, you got your booties on? So we'll start with getting a hood. Let me help you out here.
We'll get y'all fixed up here. All right, step into this side.
That's NASA engineer Kobe Boykins. He's outfitting Tyrone in what engineers call a bunny suit, which covers nearly his entire body.
I'll hold this side up so we can keep it pretty clean. All right, put your foot in there. What we're going to do now is we're going to go into the air shower. This is the last step before we actually can go into the clean room. So we're going to just open the door. We're going to go in, and when the door shuts, it's going to start blowing air at us. It's just going to be like you're taking a shower at home. Once you put your arms up, sort of turn around, let the air blow at you. It'll blow all the rest of the stuff off you. And then we're going to go through the door. Then everybody else is going to come in. Okay? Okay, here we go.
All this preparation prevents any biological contamination of the Mars rover. The Kid Science Challenge is our free nationwide competition for 3rd to 6th graders, where kids like Tyrone get to see their science ideas come alive. To see videos of Tyrone and the Mars rover and to learn more about the Kid Science Challenge, check out kidsciencechallenge.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Chunky Milk Chocolate presents the Chunky Theater of the Year.
And now, something a little different for a longtime public radio broadcaster like me. Commercials. Nothing but commercials.
C-H-U-N-K-Y, Chunky.
The radio stations that carried Yiddish language broadcasts in the 1930s and 1940s devoted a lot of time to advertising. That's how they paid the bills.
For that old-fashioned flavor that all the folks favor, try Hebrew National Meats.
This holiday, buy gefilte fish in gleaming glass jars.
Delicately light, always right.
Cheese blintzes, apple, cherry, blueberry, and strawberry. Dumplings and potato latkes, too.
Sometimes inspired, sometimes inept. Commercials made for many of the more memorable moments on Yiddish radio, as we learn in this whirlwind tour from Henry Sapoznik.
Long and I'll singin', Zollstein is klingin', it's inside Gluckstern's restaurant and caterers.
And now a word from our sponsor, the 7 most hated words in the history of broadcasting. But quirky commercials from little neighborhood stores were the lifeblood of Yiddish radio. And just like archaeologists, when they want to learn about the lives of common people, they're not going to find out about it by excavating palaces or temples. They're going to go to the poor part of town and dig up garbage dumps. And in essence, that's what these commercials do for us. They tell us about where people were eating.
In Falkley Cafeteria.
In Falkley Cafeteria.
What they were eating.
Schmaltz herring. Homemade pickled herring. Herring filet in wine sauce. Pickles, Zauerkraut, Chrein, applesauce.
What they were drinking.
Shapiro's kosher wine.
Shapiro's wine, Shapiro's wine. In place of meat, in birth, is big and fine. As we can be schneiden, meat on earth.
They tell us about the products people were using around the house.
Grillo kosher soap. The Star of David is worked right through the soap. It never disappears. Grillo kosher soap.
These commercials tell us about what people were wearing.
Oh, man, Adler is the man to see when you want to be.
taller than she.
Because old man Adder does a lot for you.
Confidentially with his elevator, 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 elevator shoe.
Even their wacky ideas, like advertisements on radio station WEVD for something called home diathermy.
Call now. Yes, immediately.
People would sit for hours and hours in front of some specially rigged radio, soaking up its waves. It was supposed to cure everything.
Painful arthritis, or neuritis, bursitis, neuralgia, lumbago, sciatica, sinus trouble, rheumatism, tonsillitis, laryngitis, bronchitis, cystitis, prostatitis, bronchial asthma, or pleurisy. I thank you.
Their telephone from the Moskowitz and Lupowitz kosher restaurant is Aragon 4, 03, 62.
But that voice is perhaps the most infamous in the history of Yiddish radio. Mitchell Levitsky, the advertising king, endowed with a sense of phrasing, pacing, and delivery which may be unique in the history of American broadcasting. Every word was a new challenge for Mitchell Levitsky. Listen.
How is your imagination? Picture a pear. It will taste as good as it looks. Simply wonderful. S&W. Pears at all fine groceries and supermarkets.
Levitsky was a brilliant ad salesman with a less than brilliant on-air presence. When he spoke English, it sounded like Yiddish was his first language, and when he spoke Yiddish, it sounded like English was his first language.
I had blouses and play clothes, dip and dry. Dip and dry.
Levitsky came to WEVD in the early 1940s. Unlike other on-air personalities who were actors or writers or poets, Levitsky's skill was selling advertising, which he was then allowed to read on the air.
This is a thought that usually gets pushed aside by the thought of the fuss and bother and time that goes into good stuffed cabbage.
Levitsky was so good at snaring little neighborhood businesses that he became one of the most ubiquitous voices in Yiddish radio. This is Jerry Stiller as Mitchell Levitsky in an ad for the Crown Hotel.
Dear friends, you're now listening to the Crown Hotel program. The hotel which was recently built, recently refurbished. Here you will find rooms with private baths and carpets and wall-to-wall telephones in every room, strictly kosher, and synagogue and a rabbi and cantor in residence, newly remodeled lobby.
He was unstoppable in terms of tracking down advertisers. I mean, if there was a local store that he set his sights on, they were going to advertise on WEVD whether they liked it or not. You know, Levitsky comes back, I got him! Waving the papers, you know, with the contract for 2 weeks of ads from Portnoy's trusses.
And now, good news from Portnoy.
Are
you herniated?
Gates of Portnoy.
Go to Portnoy.
Portnoy.
See Portnoy and stop worrying from a rupture. Portnoy, new patented Wonder Trust, ends hernia trouble and eases your discomfort. Hear what a long-time sufferer has said. I've suffered from a rupture for 15 years, but now, thanks to Portnoy's, my hernia worries are over. Portnoy's is New York's largest trust store. Take my advice, go to Portnoy and stop your suffering from rupture. Portnoy, 53 Delancey Street, Delancey, corner Eldridge Street, New York.
Corner Eldridge Street, New York.
Go now to Portnoy. Remember, Portnoy.
If Mitchell Levitsky was the most famous advertising voice on Yiddish radio, then the most famous commercial by far was a little jingle written for a low-rent clothing store named Joe and Paul. Joe and Paul was opened in 1912 by a man named Paul Kofsky. There never actually was a Joe. Apparently, someone had told Kofsky that people would trust him more if they thought he had a partner. In the 1930s, Paul Kofsky asked composer Sholem Secunda, the man who wrote by Amir Bistashain, to write a jingle for his store. Secunda played the piano and Paul sang it himself. This is the first time that this commercial has been broadcast in more than half a century.
Joe en Paul, laat door elkaar knieken, brabrilla Joe en Paul, dat weet je, bully krieken, brabrilla zoet, hij koud, hij giet een zolen perfect, hij veet een daftier, kuiven, door bij Joe en Paul.
Joe and Paul, a store, a pleasure. Joe and Paul, you'll find a bargain there. A suit, a coat, everything's perfect. I tell you, you have to shop at Joe and Paul. And that was it. Short, to the point, and permanently implanted in the consciousness of listeners to Yiddish radio who heard the jingle again and again and again. One of these listeners was a young comedian named Aaron Schwat, later known as Red Buttons.
Well, we used to hang around the cafeterias in the 30s. It was Kellogg's Cafeteria on 49th Street. It was a cafeteria for the small-time guys. So we'd sit around the table, Jewish kids, we were first-generation Americans, and we fell in love with Joe and Paul Safaganagan. Number one, it was funny. Number two, it was musical, you know, and it was catchy. It was a very, very catchy refrain, Joe, Paul Safaganagan. I mean, there was something about it that had a little chain, you know, had a little heart to it. So we used to tap it off on the tables, you know, yum, bum, bum, ba, ba, yum, bum, bum. And I just started to play around with it, and it caught on immediately.
Red Buttons had worked up a parody of the Joe and Paul commercial and Yiddish radio in general, which he took up with him to the Jewish resorts in the Catskills. His audience loved it. But it was wartime. When Buttons got called up into the service, a young vaudeville duo named the Barton Brothers appropriated his skit and then recorded it for the fledgling Apollo label.
B-B-D. Hey, Bob-ba-ree-ba.
Eddie Barton is the surviving Barton brother.
We recorded it, and we got $250, and we ran out of town. We thought we stole $250.
I send me sister.
The song, however, became a hit. A big, big, big hit.
We're out of town about 5 or 6 months, and I get a call from the agent. He says, listen, what are you doing out of town? He says, we've sold about 750,000 records. I said, you've sold 750,000 of what records? He says, the records you made. Joe and Paul, a pleasure. Joe and Paul, you can find a bargain. Bring in your young son.
Speech.
And then you would hear my brother talk. Good morning, dear radio listeners, to the Joe and Paul clothing stores. If you have a bar mitzvah boy who needs a slack suit, a two-tone, a reversible slicker, a herringbone, a Miami Charvet, a Bronx Sharpie, a Brooklyn Droop, bring them in. We played Carnegie Hall. We were at Madison Square Garden with 40,000 people sitting out in the audience, and we got a standing ovation. We killed it. They got such a big kick out of it.
God, speech.
Mothers, do you have a young boy about 14, 15 years old who likes to go to burlesque shows? He's already buying French postcards. He comes home, he goes in the bathroom, he closes the door behind him, and you hear... Mothers, do yourself a favor, do him a favor. Give that boy a couple of bucks and send him to Cockeye Jenny. And if you don't know where it is, ask your husband. He's been a satisfied customer for years.
And that's Commercials on Yiddish Radio. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
That's all.
And your regularly scheduled program is At the Tone. I am DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. And wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. And keep listening to the Global Voice. Ha ha ha!